which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, hold on. What the hell are you listening to?
I'm listening to that Taylor Swift song now.
Taylor Swift is okay.
Since she got away from the other shit, I like this song, actually. Is Taylor Swift supposedly still a virgin?
I don't know. Was that a thing, that she was a virgin?
Because I think all the guys she dated, they're just like, yeah, she doesn't have sex.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I thought so. I mean, I think it might depend on whose rules we're playing by.
Oh.
Like, are we playing by Bill Clinton rules? You know, does anal count? Like, what?
Yeah. I don't know.
So that's,
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, here's an article from back in February of 2014. Taylor Swift allegedly lost her virginity to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jake the Snake.
But then they're saying no, maybe not.
Huh. Who now? What does he say? Did he confirm or deny?
Let me see. I hope he didn't. Because that's not very gentlemanlike.
What would we know about that?
And how would he know?
Wait, what did you say? How would he know?
According to an insider. Yeah, how would he know if she was a virgin?
Well, that might be something that comes up if they date.
I guess.
don't you think it could come up?
I guess so. According to an insider, Swift, now 24, had been saving herself for marriage, but was so smitten with Gyllenhaal, 33, that after 3 months of dating, he convinced her to go all the way.
Oh, shit.
She thought she was going to marry Jake. That's how in love she was with him, the source told told Radar. But shortly after the two began sleeping together, Swift threw a 21st birthday party for herself in December 2010 at her family's estate in Nashville, Tennessee, and Gyllenhaal was expected to fly in for the bash, the source claims, but he was a no-show, leaving the R-Song singer devastated. The day before, all was set. He was coming, no issues, but the day of, she doesn't hear from him at all, no text, no calls. Taylor thought maybe he was planning some sort of surprise. Nope. He didn't show up, and she locked herself in the bathroom and cried the entire night. And as Swift is known to do, the country starlet penned nearly an entire album about her breakup over Gyllenhaal.
Oh, wow.
Her breakup with Jake inspired every word of Red. The song that specifically references this event is "The Moment I Knew." The lyrics are all about her birthday party and Jake not showing up.
Wow. I had no idea. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know that they dated.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that, but now that I read this, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that they dated. I remember hearing that somewhere. So maybe she didn't, but for a while, I know she was saving herself, but now Maybe she's just all over the place sucking dicks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know what that's about.
I mean...
You were saving yourself for marriage.
Yeah, right? When I was like 12.
Yeah, exactly.
And then a few years later, a girl touched my wiener, and I was like, holy shit!
You were like,
I was like, this is the most amazing thing ever. This makes all the pain go away. More, more.
More pee-pee touching.
More. And I was like, hey, try this. What if you put some like moisture on there? And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't know, like say you know. like your mouth or something. Like that's,
yeah, I mean,
try that.
Does that thing work?
Oh my god, this is amazing. So yes. And then just progress from there.
Oh, we can take it from there.
Yeah. PP touching is just a gateway drug. PP touching is what they thought weed was in the early 90s.
PP touching?
Yeah.
There's some PP touching going on. Oh, those kids are getting stoned again.
No, I mean they're engaging in intercourse. Oh, I just always thought PP touching was a euphemism for smoking weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just what I thought. I had no idea. I didn't think that they would be so literal and childish with their names.
Oh, I didn't think. I assumed PP touching would be about something else.
Yeah, I mean, who calls it their PP anywhere? Yeah. Like, I mean, if you had said cock touching, I would have assumed that you meant intercourse. But
cock smooching.
Yeah. It sounds like two dicks kissing.
Well, wouldn't it be kind of like docking, I guess?
Kind of. It's just the two little dick holes touching.
Did
I ever dick smooch? No.
No, not dick smooch. Have you ever taken like your penis and like moved the hole like it was a mouth?
Wait, I'm gonna say yes, unless you say and then do a
you fucking weirdo.
Because I remember being young, being like, hey, so like figuring out that like okay, so my pee comes out of a hole, and like I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, this is really weird. There's like a hole in there. It was so weird. But did I ever do it and do a voice for it? Which I'm guessing is what you did. No.
Oh, damn. All right, yeah, I've done the voice.
Please tell me the voice sounds like, hey, I'm your dickhole.
No, it was more like, hello, I'm the dick.
Like it was the thing from Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, kinda.
Feed me, I'm hungry.
Yeah, it was kinda like that.
And then the girl's like, I was willing to do it, but now I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely did it in front of a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah. She
thought it was funny.
She's naked, spread eagle. You're about to get in there, and you're just like, hey, feed me, I'm hungry. And you're just like, she's like, I, you know, I was ready for this. I was okay, but I just, that's.
Yeah, now I'm just totally turned off.
You're not going to make it talk while it's inside me, are you?
I'm like, oh, it's very warm in here.
I hope I don't drown. It's so wet in here.
Oh my god, this is crazy.
I think I see your ovaries.
Well, no, I didn't do that. That's crazy.
Okay, all right. Do you remember what you made it say in front of her, or were you just, was it just like, hey, I'm the dick, or were you just like, I'm gonna fuck you now?
No, I don't think it was anything
like that, like perverse.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it wasn't perverse other than the the fact I was making my dick hole talk. Yeah, no, I don't think it was anything like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck you, or I'm going in your bum, or something like that. It was just kind of like, hey, I'm a dick.
Hey, I'm going to go where the poop comes out.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
She's just like, no, you're not. It's not happening.
Outro.